The campaign season is upon us in Kansas. Candidates for governor are hitting the airwaves and the debate stages. Jim McLean and the Kansas News Service team gathered round to discuss this week's developments.
Stephen Caranda and Maddie Fox, the first debate is in the books in this campaign, with a big one coming up at the State Fair over the weekend. We've had some early polling, a new campaign ad or two, and some major endorsements. Let's start with one of those, Maddie, the endorsement that independent Greg Orman picked up recently.
Sure. Orman was endorsed by former Kansas Farm Bureau President Steve Baucus, and that is kind of a big deal because Baucus was the chairman for Republican Governor Jeff Collier's campaign during the primary, so that might throw a bit of a wrench in party unity.
You know, Secretary Kobach also snagged kind of an interesting endorsement from the Firefighters Union, and that's noteworthy because, like a lot of labor groups, they would typically back Democrats.
But I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that former Republican Governor Bill Graves made the biggest splash by going rogue and endorsing Democrat Laura Kelly?
Yeah, I think he's probably the biggest name we've heard recently.
Okay. Well, he's a moderate Republican, of course, and he jumped party lines because he says he doesn't want to see the state continue its sharp right turn, which he says it would under Kobach.
Don't cast a straight party ticket vote just because that's what you've always done. This time around, you really need to contemplate what the outcome means for you and for your family and your community.
So, Maddie, is this a big deal? What is the Kelly campaign hoping to get from it?
Well, the same thing that the Kelly campaign is really shooting for in general. I mean, in order to win, Kelly has to win pretty much all the Democrats, a big chunk of unaffiliated voters, and some moderate Republicans as well. And so having a moderate Republican former governor endorse, she's hoping could help her pick up some of those votes.
And the votes that she's after are the very same votes that Orman is after,
right?
That's
right. And he doesn't seem to have enough right now to win, but if he could take 15 to 20% of the votes from Kelly, he could give Kobach a win.
Of course, Orman takes exception to that logic. He believes Kansans are really fed up with political parties. But the polls do show him trailing pretty badly in single digits. So he's got his work cut out for him, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, coincidentally, or more likely not coincidentally, he was on the air pretty much right afterwards with a new ad that's basically a biography.
When you're raised by a single mother with five brothers and sisters, built your first successful business at 23... When you've spent your life using common sense to solve problems.
Stephen, you covered the major event of the campaign over the week. That was the first debate in Johnson County. Were there any real major points of contention, and who stood out to you?
Well, the big issues were ones you'd probably expect, things like taxes and state spending and public education. One thing that stood out to me is while there was some sniping back and forth, it was not as fiery and combative as I was kind of expecting for their first formal debate. So I'm interested to see if that kind of changes in their upcoming meetings.
Okay, but what about the issues? Any real discord there?
Definitely on the issue of taxes and the budget. There was a lot of talk of the 2012 tax cuts. Secretary Kobach says we should go back to cutting taxes, but he says the 2012 tax cuts were not done correctly.
So as governor, I'm going to be promising to cut taxes and spending, which was the missing ingredient of the Brownback tax cuts of 2012.
As I'm sure you remember, most of those 2012 tax cuts were reversed last year. Senator Kelly says, whoa, hold up here. Let's let those tax changes take effect. We can also wait and invest in some services that have had lean budgets in recent years, things like transportation, education, and healthcare, specifically Medicaid expansion.
And then, Stephen, I'd heard there was some disagreement over President Trump as well.
So, yes, while the president obviously isn't a Kansas official, he is kind of looming over a lot of these races. Secretary Kobach, of course, is a close Trump ally, so he had little critical to say of the president. He endorsed the president's tax cuts. Senator Kelly, though, did have some harsh words for Trump. She specifically criticized kind of the tone and the messages that come out of his administration.
The divisiveness, the incivility, the xenophobia, the misogyny, I think it's tearing our country apart.
So, okay, let's leave it there. We're off and running in the campaign. Looking forward to the debate this weekend at the Kansas State Fair. Stephen and Maddie, thanks for catching us up.
Thank you.
See you next week, Jim.
Kansas News Service reporters Jim McLean, Stephen Caranda, and Madeline Fox will be tracking developments throughout this general election season. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.